Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
About today, if the Giants didn't make the moves that they've made, we'd be talking about these two draft picks no one's ever heard of from the Warriors.
You mean my guy Alex Dewey and Will Richard? Ballers.
Will Richard, we watched in that championship game. He was great.
He was good.
He was really great. You know, he was the other guard. He was hitting threes and defending. I like him. But, like, Joe, I mean, come on. How many people know who those two guys are?
They don't. Again, how many people know who Nikola Jokic was when he was drafted in the second round during a Taco Bell commercial?
Two things you only dreamed would come together. A delicious cheesy quesadilla wrapped around a beefy burrito. The new quesarito from Taco Bell.
God, I love me a quesarito from Taco Bell. Hey, scrap the golden arches today. Taco Bell breakfast. Let's go.
Before we move on to the Warriors, things, we will get to them in some way. I know this is going to sound insane. I actually really like that scrappy little Marlins team. Like, they got some players, dude. Xavier Edwards is a player. You know, this Otto Lopez destroyed us.
Dane Myers now, breaking the bat in his leg, rising up the ranks for Shasky.
Okay. You know, the left fielder, Stowers, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. He was good. He was good all series.
Yeah, Stowers.
My guy Jansen Junk was junk, though, yesterday. He was not very good. 8 hits, 5 earned runs. Look, yikes.
We do this in sports, like, oh, this guy's weak, this team's weak. But then you watch them a couple of games, and you're like, actually, they're not that bad. Okay. I know. I'm selling you on the Marlins.
I know.
If you weren't impressed over that 3-game series, I don't know what to tell you. Otto Lopez killed them.
I was more unimpressed with the Giants than I was impressed with the Marlins. That's how much I feel.
Well, no, I would agree simultaneously with you, but you can also, you know, say, hey, they're a way better roster than you thought.
Fair enough. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. 1 hour down, 3 to go. Bonte Hill joining us in studio for the full 9 o'clock hour. Can't wait for that. We will touch on the Warriors draft yesterday. A lot of people waking up this morning. Warriors made some draft picks yesterday. Who's Alex Tui from Australia? Who's Will Richard from Florida? We're going to be doing the Circle of Trust, Joey. And I got this hat here with names, and I'm going to give
you have it. Oh,
I have it. I'm going to give it to you.
There you go.
You got it?
Yeah, it's the cherry rice goated.
Ooh, goat fuel?
Goat fuel, yeah.
Goated.
So, all right. So, Circle of Trust. Explain to the audience what the Circle of Trust is.
Well, life is about trust, is it not, Joey? Any relationship is built on what foundation? Trust.
Money.
Yeah. Well, okay. But who do you trust?
Yeah,
well,
I'm teasing.
That's a good point. You want to trust someone with your money, do you not? Certain banks, what have you.
I'd like to marry someone who has a trust fund.
There you go. Shout out Fremont.
Sorry, Michelle.
Shout out Fremont Bank here for you, here for good, am I right? I trust them with my money, right? But any relationship. In sports fandom, there's a level of trust. And every fan base goes through their trust, right? There's a lot of fans that have no trust in the Warriors developing Jonathan Kuminga. So there's a lack of trust there. There's a lack of trust in sometimes Kyle Shanahan. Can you win the big one, Joey? I don't know. So
I hate that conversation.
I know. Again.
What about all the big games he won leading up to the big game?
Hey, I'm just telling you.
Was the NFC Championship game not a big game?
Wasn't the biggest, some say. So there you go. I'm just saying. I mean, Carter's nodding his head. It wasn't the biggest one.
Just absurd.
But that's what it is. So we like to do our circle of trust.
Andy Reid will never win the big one.
And I'm sure you've seen Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, Jack Burns, Robert De Niro, Ben Stiller, all of it. It's great, right? It's awesome. You get the circle, and those inside that circle, you trust. You don't want to be outside the circle where we don't trust you, Joey. You do not want to be there. All right? So we're going to do it Giants edition. We did it for the Warriors.
All right.
We're doing the Giants edition. Right. You're going to name me some players.
Sam put way too many names in this hat.
That's fine. You can only pick a couple of them.
I know. I might omit some that I pull out. So I'm going to pull up.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you?
Hey, trust is everything. Are you worth being trusted?
What?
Let's find out if you're in Joe Spadoni's circle of trust.
See, if I can't trust you, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
That was well
was that
done,
Sammy. I totally forgot I even made this.
Is that Sammy Walnuts?
Yeah, he's from The Sopranos.
Dude.
The most offensive Italian accent ever. I apologize,
no,
to everyone.
That was even
on
an Italian accent. That was like a New Jersey accent.
That was like a vampire.
We need Philmo Mike and Sam to start doing like Italian accents together.
Hey, I'm Ludman. I'm going to be at Freedman's and Pikes this Saturday with Mark Grant.
I wanted Ludman to pretend to be Philmo Mike, and the boss will not let it happen.
Wait, why?
It's just,
why?
He's, for boss reasons. I think he's afraid we're all going to get fired.
I think Philmo would have
There's lots of reasons to give him that
He would definitely give you his blessing. I'm just saying
I know
that.
He would, but see, this is where can we just have fun, people? All right, I'm going to pull a name out. Circle of Trust, Spadoni Edition.
There we go.
When it comes to the Giants, do you trust these guys?
All right,
first person. But I'm not even going to go to them. Do you trust Bob Melvin?
You know what?
You're still in the circle of trust, so I'm going to give you one more chance.
He's fine. Bob Melvin's fine right now. I think I should have another one here, though. I think I should have just a normal circle of trust one. There's the outside the circle, you get a chance, and then you're staying in the circle.
Sam, do me a favor. Write down who's in and who's out of the circle of trust. Next
Bob Melvin is in Spadoni's circle of trust.
Camilo Duvall, is he in as the closer? I'm going to make this very specific. As the closer, do you trust him or not?
You're still in the circle of trust, so I'm going to give you one more chance.
I'm going to give him another chance, Joe, but he is tentatively in my circle. It's a little shaky. Against the Marlins, 3 earned runs. Against the Red Sox, 2 earned runs. It's been scuffling here a little bit. We'll see. He's still in my circle, though.
What's going on here?
Sam, you put way too many names in here.
It's okay.
Willie Adames. Where are you at on Circle of Trust, Willie Adames, right now?
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
He's outside the Circle of Trust right now. I do not trust Willie Adames. If I had the game on the line right now and he was at the plate, I think he is popping out. I think he is striking out. He's an out right now. I can't trust him. He's outside of my Circle of Trust on June 27th, 2025. The second highest paid player in the history of the Giants organization, Willie Adames, is outside Spadoni's circle of trust. I can't trust him, Joe, and you know what? You can't either. Game on the line. Are you trusting this guy?
No, I can't even trust Sam Ludman to get the right names in the hat.
I literally wrote down all the names you wanted plus a few more. Like, forget about the hat.
No.
Just pick them out of the hat. Let's go.
The hat.
Like, you want me to draw the names out of the hat?
Like Landon Roop and Spencer Bivens? Nobody cares. All right. Jung-Hoo Lee. Do you trust Jung-Hoo Lee?
You're still in the circle of trust, so I'm going to give you one more chance.
He has shown that he could play well for stretches this season. He has shown that he could play well for stretches. I felt like he was going to have an inside-the-park home run yesterday. The guy's been dynamic to watch this season. He's had a little bit of a rough batch of times. But Jung-Hoo Lee, I trust at this point, Joey. And also, I have to, because he's one of the few guys with like legit speed on the team. So, yes, I trust him.
Here's my favorite name I pulled out of the hat. Do you trust Matt Williams at third base?
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
No, I do
you
not.
Don't trust him at third?
No. How can I? He He might have lost you two games this past week.
Dude was so conservative yesterday with sending runners. He had, honestly, that Jung Hoo Lee triple, he probably could have actually gotten all the way home, but Williams held them up, and I don't blame Matt Williams for doing that.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you?
Did I not clearly explain that Matt Williams has cost this team potentially multiple games as a third base coach, Joey? Yeah, I'm not trusting that guy at the moment. If there's a big moment and it's going to come down to either getting waved home or stopping, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what... He's like Ricky Bobby right now. I think Matt Williams is Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands. That's what he's doing right now. He doesn't know what to do.
So, Sam, you're saying he's extremely conservative currently after waving everyone home. So Ben Shapiro thinks he's too conservative.
Facts don't care about your feelings. That's what Matt Williams' lifestyle is.
All right, here's the next one. Circle of Trust. Potential Hall of Famer, just became a daddy again, Justin Verlander.
You're still in the circle of trust, so I'm going to give you one more chance.
I can't believe Justin Verlander. Don't trust Adamas, but you do trust Verlander.
Because you know what? I've seen Justin Verlander when push comes to shove. I think he'll be okay. In a big moment, in a big opportunity, he's going to grind you and get you five or maybe six and give up three or fewer. He's going to do that. He's only given up more than three runs. What is it? Twice the season? Those were his first two starts. We gave up five, then four. Since then, it's three runs or fewer every single time. So everyone wants to say he's this awful pitcher. He's keeping you in the games. He's not letting you lose the games. He's keeping you in them. Can the offense score for the guy? For the love of God.
All right, we'll speed this up so we get to the break. Hayden Birdsong, in or out of the circle of trust?
Ooh, right now.
You're still in the circle of trust, so I'm going to give you one more chance.
Another guy, though, that the last couple starts have not been good. Kind of like Camilo. Leaking oil a little bit here. Seven earned runs yesterday. Okay. Not great. Against the Red Sox, you were there at that game, Joe.
Yeah.
He got roughed up a little bit.
You know, he got tagged.
No, he got owned. Against the Rockies won three earned runs in Colorado. Might as well be. That was a quality start for him. I think that was a pretty good one. He hasn't only been roughed up these last two starts, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. Just these last two starts have been his worst. I think he's still going to be okay.
And then I think one of the most controversial ones, and I want to get into this on the other side, Wilmer Flores. Do you trust him in this second half moving forward?
Ooh.
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
It's because you said something right there. Do I trust him in the second half? Do I trust that his body is going to be able to hold up? And this is why we need Rafi Devers at first, Joe, sooner rather than later. Flores cannot do the wear and tear and the grind of the rest of the season. He's got to be a platoon player. He's got to be a pinch hit kind of a guy, a situational guy, maybe a spot start here or there. He can't be run out there every single day as he goes 0 for 5. Yesterday, Joey. Wilmer is leaking oil right now. And maybe I'm too hard. Maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment there.
No, he's so important for the first half. Like, that's why I asked him.
But as of late, and you just look at his at-bats the last couple weeks, it's not good. And I don't trust him right now. Where I did trust him like a month or so ago.
I think he was the team MVP a month ago.
He was the clutch player of the year.
So I would ask everyone, I want you guys all to marinate on this. What is your letter grade for the first half? We are halfway through the season right now in terms of games played. What is your letter grade for this Giants first half? And who's your team MVP? And who's the guy you're most worried about?
Giants currently at the halfway point, 44-37, 81 games into the season. What will they be after it? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport. With the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, and tasty food, why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh yeah! Wow, just an abrupt ending of the music right there. That was a little dramatic. I liked that.
The batteries ran out. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It happens. You know what? Mike Kruko on the call there, and Dwayne Kuiper, NBC Sports Bay Area, as the Giants throw at the third batter of the game, and Bo Mel had some words, and he talked about that actually after the game. We'll hear from Bo Mel. But the question was heading in the break at 888-957-9570 to say good morning to all you lovely people. We're talking some Gigantes at the halfway point of the season. They're seven games over 500 officially at 44-37. What would be your letter grade at the halfway point? You give them an A, give them an A minus, you give them a B, B minus. It has to do with your expectations of the team. What were they heading into it? What are they now? And what are they going to be in the second half of the season? 888-957-9570. We could also discuss, you know, if you want to do your MVP of the first half, and it doesn't have to be a player. It could be an executive. It could be the manager. It could be whoever you want it to be. It could be the ballpark. It could be Larry Bear. I don't know. Your MVP of the first half and the person you're most frustrated with. Let's do it like that. Because I'm not going to say like least valuable. That's kind of like, eh. But who you're most frustrated with as a fan right now and who's the MVP for you? 888-957-9570. Doing some letter grades. As I say, good morning to Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam Lubman. What did you make of that, Joe? We touched on it a little bit, but, you know, going at the third batter after getting hit, we talked about the Bush League stuff, but Bo Mel electing, I don't know if he's the one that said it, obviously, but probably had his okay about it. Birdsong just hitting the third batter of the first inning.
I just didn't love it because, number one, like, I understand why a young player would want to endear himself to an older clubhouse, but he's a guy that can ill afford to just get guys on base right now. Like, he's not that established, and he needs a couple of good starts under his belt so that he can turn the corner here. And to get the three-hitter and hit him and let him get on base, and then they score three runs in that first inning, I just thought it was bad. Karma, just bad, you know, juju or whatever you want to call it to start the game, and I didn't love it, quite frankly.
Here is Bob Melvin talking about that whole situation after the game.
Look, guy got hit. We got hit three times last night. Birdie's command wasn't great today and then kind of blew up right after that for three runs. So regardless, you know, how that went down, we just didn't respond well. And then, you know, the first couple innings, we didn't look too terribly good either. And then all of a sudden came back, scored some runs. And now we have a tie game. Now there's a lot more energy in the dugout, but gave up some runs after that. So it is what it is. It was pretty minor.
I thought it was kind of weak that he kind of skirted it. I like Bob, but like I'm just being real. Like, well, dude, you guys clearly hit the guy.
He tied it into like, oh, he was struggling with his command.
Well,
like,
they hit three guys last night.
Yeah, I was like, just say it. Just like, yeah, well, they hit three guys last night. We, you know, we wanted to send a message.
But it, well, and I'm glad you. That's where I have one of my bullpen arms go whack somebody.
Yeah.
Not one of my young starters.
Right.
You
and,
know,
and it makes more sense too. And maybe it comes off as sour grapes, regardless, for some people. But you know, maybe there's Giants fans out there that liked the message that was sent. And again, we're talking letter grades for the first half of
the season. No, but you do it within the fabric of that game. You don't wait till the next day and then have a young starter do it. You do it with somebody. Like, there's a reason why hockey has goons for a reason.
Right.
Those guys, not that they're less important per se, but like part of the job is, hey, if I have to bean somebody and get in a fight and I get kicked out of this game, then so be it.
Right.
That's how I view some, not all, but some of the bullpen arms. Them getting suspended for 7 days versus your young starter, you know, or like, what about this aspect? What if there was a fight?
Mm.
What if Birdsong gets hurt in that situation? It's not like the Giants themselves haven't had a starting pitcher get someone hurt.
The Giants themselves have had some of the weirdest, most random injuries you could think of. Hell, go to Michael Morse ending his career. Why? Because of a whole
Samardzija, the biggest hit of his career.
There you go. Former professional, not a former professional player, but former collegiate, well, and Notre Dame tight end.
And my thing is like, hey, look, in the heat of like a late inning game or whatever, and you're frustrated, you want to whack somebody. All right, fine. To do it the next day, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, to me, the next day, like, let's turn the page, let's move on. I'm not saying you don't still hate that.
Guru was calling it out yesterday. He wanted to see that. He wanted to see.
And
you
I
know
love
you,
but it ain't 1979.
Okay, times have changed. Is what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's time to turn the page. Hitting people, it's lost its luster. It's not a thing anymore.
There are enough guys with control problems in the bigs. If you watch every night, that you're gonna hit guys accidentally as it is. And last night, like, let's talk about like 2 nights ago. Excuse me. The first guy, Dom Smith, got hit on a curveball or slider. It was some sort of a breaking ball on the back foot. It wasn't that bad.
And it was the closer. And I don't think he was trying to put the people on base and try to lose the game.
No.
Yeah.
No. And so I just, you know, for who, for what?
Well, I'd ask you, like, are you fans of like hard fouls in the NBA? I think that's kind of like the equivalent.
Yes. But in okay, I hear you. Now, you can get hurt in the NBA if
you
jump in the air and someone, you know, fouls you. But when you're grounded, you typically can't get hurt. You could get your career altered by taking a ball to the face.
Could.
All right? You take a ball off the wrist, it could destroy your season. Like, Mark DeRosa essentially retired after the broken wrist to the hand.
Yep.
Shattered his hand.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think, like, throwing a pitch at somebody is very dangerous. And unless you've been in that batter's box facing someone throwing 90-plus, it's easy to say, just hit anybody. It's like, it's another thing when you're the one who has to dig in there. I don't love it.
888-957-9570 is the number. We are doing some letter grades for the first half of the Giants season. We would like to hear from the people. Again, we'd love your participation. It's the same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. The Giants at the halfway point of the season are 44-37. Just a half game out of the third wild card spot. But again, the season does not end on June 27th. A lot of baseball to be played between now and then. And did they meet your expectations in this first half? Who's your most valuable player? Who's the most frustrating player for you? Or person, Giants person? Hell, if you want to say Buster Posey's the MVP of the first half, you might be right. Like, you could say Buster Posey. Well, we'll take that. 888-957-9570. Joe, I ask you, what letter grade would you give this team in the first half?
I think it's unequivocally an A, because I got to look at the franchise as a whole, right? Like, a franchise as a whole, you have an everyday shortstop, third baseman, and you made one of the best trades that you've made in decades to get yourself the big star that you've lacked in the middle of the lineup for how long? At minimum a decade?
A decade, yeah.
Right? And so you're 7 games above 500 right now. You've far exceeded my expectations, and you've been a great watch on a nightly basis. I think it's an A. That doesn't mean that they're going to win the World Series, and that doesn't mean that I'm not going to get let down if they don't make the playoffs. You're just asking me where I'm at right now. I don't think I could have seen any other scenario, given all the weird stuff that happens in baseball, for them not to get an A.
I'm going to give them right now a B+. And I just said, you know, the MVP for you and for Giants people could be Buster Posey. But having said that, and I take a step back and I try to be objective about this, let's look at some of the biggest signings Buster Posey has had, right? Matt Chapman, who's been pretty solid. He's been hurt right now. He's kind of gotten an incomplete on the season thus far. Willie Adames, I think you can say he's struggled. That's an understatement. He's struggled for the most part this season, living up to that $182 million contract. Justin Verlander, another guy.
Yeah.
Has struggled. And Rafi Devers, who's, again, it's only been a couple weeks, so I'm not going to be too hard on the guy, and he had a good game yesterday. But it's been an adventure, to say the least, with Rafi Devers there. So, of those four major acquisitions, you could kind of say they might be over there. Now, you're projecting with Rafi that he's going to be that dude, and he's going to be a baller the rest of his Giants tenure, however long that is. So, we shall see. And I do think, and we talked about this, my whole take was the other week, that this season in totality can be viewed as a success because of how the franchise is now viewed from the outside perspective. There's a respectability factor back with the San Francisco Giants because of these big moves, because they're spending all this money, because they're putting their money where their mouth is. So in that perspective, yeah, I hear you with Buster. But also I got to take a look at the major acquisitions that he's done. They haven't really produced at a high level for this team. That being said, there are 44-37. So something's going right. And Elliot Ramos is one of them. He's a baller. Farhan guy, obviously. Jung-Hoo Lee, Farhan guy. He's been up and down.
Casey Schmidt's been great.
So,
you know, Randy Rodriguez might be one of the best relievers in baseball.
Right.
They've, you know, as frustrated as we might be currently with Camilo Duvall, step back and look at everything that's going on with just the bullpen as overall. They're one of the best bullpens in baseball.
And Camilo's
a big part of that.
And Logan Webb and Robbie Ray might be
the
best two-pitcher combination, top five at least, in baseball.
And they're rid of Jordan Hicks for Rafi Devers, for crying out loud.
Exactly. And again, we'll wait and see with Rafi Devers what he truly becomes. I think we're all projecting that he's going to be a pretty good player for this team, and we'll see at first base. So that's why I'm going B-plus right now, just because the major acquisitions really haven't quite lived up to snuff quite yet. And
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. There's a whole second half to go. 888-957-9570. We're doing letter grades here as the Giants are 44-37 on the season. All right. So they're giving them an A. Who's been the MVP for Joe Shasky thus far? Who's been your most valuable Giants person?
I'm going to go Elliot Ramos.
Okay.
I'm going to take Elliot Ramos. I think he has been their consistent top to bottom best player. This team needed an everyday outfielder. Like, we need oxygen, and he has been unbelievably clutch for this team. He's been an adventure defensively, made some really nice plays, made some awful plays.
Mm.
I think overall he is your team MVP. You can make an argument for others. I will listen to, you know, Webb. I'll listen to Randy Rodriguez. I will listen to Robbie Ray, even, quite frankly. Wilmer Flores, I think, has his name in the hat, but I'm going to go Elliot Ramos.
Elliot Ramos. I'm not mad at that. I'm probably going to go Logan Webb for me. I know Robbie Ray's right up there, but Logan, he's just the model of consistency for this team. He really is. Unsung hero, time in and time out. He's going to be leading the National League in innings pitched again, I would assume, because he's just that guy. Goes about his business. Just the consummate professional. So if you go Ramos, I'll go Logan Webb. But I'm not mad at that. And it does suck because I do hope Ramos gets to be that all-star because he's just been so consistent for this team. But again, it just speaks to the National League being so damn deep. As I'm pulling up again, the outfielders that are there. Pete Crow Armstrong's having a hell of a season with
the Cubs.
It
might be the MVP in the National League.
Exactly. Teoscar Hernandez, he's a baller. Kyle Tucker's of the world. Well, the Cubs got two of the best outfielders in the game with Kyle Tucker and him. I feel like they got Kyle Tucker for nothing from the Astros, too. Man.
Well, the third baseman prospect they got they gave to Houston is going to be good.
We'll see. We'll see. Again, I felt like that's a guy you probably should keep. That's neither here nor there. Ronald Acuna, the Juan Sotos, the Corbin Carroll who's hurt now. There's just so many Dodgers. Andy Páez is up there. Fernando Tatis, James Wood, Brandon Nimmo, Nick Cassidy. The list goes on. And then you finally get to the 19th in the outfielder voting in the National League. Elliot Ramos is 243,205 votes. But maybe he'll be a reserve. We'll see, right? Who would be the Giants, like, all-star right now for you if it's not Elliot Ramos? Who do you think deserves to be in there the most if it's not going to be Ramos?
Randy Rodriguez.
God, that would feel Randy'd be great.
Like, he's been a weapon.
No. I'm not saying for Randy, but like the bullpen guy, like the token bullpen guy feels like for a team that's like the A's, right? Or a team that's like the Marlins. Like those teams get that. The Giants are like, they're right there in the National League wildcard chase. And they're going to get the token bullpen guy? That doesn't sit right with me. I don't know. You think I have a gripe there?
No. I mean, look, not everyone could be an all-star. Part of being an all-star is there's an exclusivity, you know? And so, like, I think he's been an all-star. I do. I really do. And then you also have to remember that there's going to be some manager decisions because, you know, the manager gets to pick some of the back-end guys. And there are a lot of great outfielders right now. There just are. And guys like Fernando Tatis Jr. are always going to get the popular vote. And a guy like Ramos is going to be, you know, on the under-the-radar types. It's just, that's baseball.
It's baseball. 888-957-9570.
I mean, they don't have, like Wilmer? Is Wilmer going to make it? I don't think so.
No, he's definitely not. Yeah, Wilmer Flores is not an all-star.
I think Logan Webb has probably got an argument. I think Robbie Ray's got an argument. It's going to end up being one of the pitchers. And here's the thing, Joe. You're going to say, bullpen guys. You have to reward the best bullpen in baseball.
No, absolutely. No, I'm
literally
here.
A half yes. a run better than anyone else in terms of ERA.
Absolutely, and I hear that. I just feel some type of way when I watch a team like this and the vibes. And maybe just because they're playing poorly right now. But the last couple of weeks we were talking about, man, maybe this team could have a couple of all stars. They might only have one, which kind of sucks. But again, Logan Webb might be that guy.
They'll get two.
You think they'll get two?
I think they'll get two pitchers.
You think they'll get Webb and Rodriguez?
Yeah, and then maybe if some guys get hurt or bow out, maybe Ramos gets in there.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, they might have got lucky with Ramos being selected an all-star last year. So I do think these things kind of even out.
Speaking of, you know, the hitting, and we had Dave Fleming on yesterday, and there was a lot to be made, Joe, about the ballpark this season. We're talking letter grades first half of the season for the Giants. 7 games over .500. Are they meeting your expectations up to this point, Giants fans? Or were you expecting more since the Rafi Devers, since the Willie Adames signings, all of that? Were you expecting more from this team? 888-957-9570. My grade is a B+. Shasky's giving them an A. What grade are you giving them?
And is anybody hitting the panic button after facing the Marlins? Because I got a lot of buddies that are pretty ticked off.
I'd be hitting the panic button if they lose the series this weekend. If they lose to the White Sox this weekend, I am hitting the panic
button. 2 or 3 or all three?
If they get swept or just lose a series against this team.
They get swept, we've got serious problems.
You can't lose the series to this White Sox. They're off, Joe. They suck.
I know, but like...
Can you name 5 White Sox?
No.
Thank you. Like, that's what I'm saying here. And you can even name 5 Marlins heading into the series. That's what I'm trying to say here. Like, it's not... good. These aren't good teams. You can't be losing... I can't take you seriously if you're losing back-to-back series against the Marlins and the White Sox. And I know you're going to say that's baseball sometimes, but no, it's not. That's not happening to the Dodgers. It's not. When they're losing all their starting pitching, like, they're still going to Coors Field and sweeping the Rockies. They're still doing that. You need to be doing it. You need to go. If I want to take you seriously.
When do we play the Rockies again?
That's a great question.
Oh, man.
I've lost to the Rockies, too.
What?
Hold on.
What'd you say?
So the Giants were taking L's to the Rockies, too.
They were. That's what I'm saying. Let me see the Giants' schedule right here. Let's get that right here. All right. So you got this 10-game road trip coming up. White Sox, Diamondbacks, A's. It's a 10-game set with a 4-game series against the Diamondbacks starting on Monday. That's going to be a massive one. And then you're coming home against the Phillies, Dodgers, back on the road again, mid-July, Blue Jays, Braves, host the Mets. You get the Rockies. Yeah, first series to start September 1st, you get the Rockies, first, second, and third. And then... you end the season against the Rockies. So you start September and end September against the Rockies. Those could be massive. That last series, it could come down to playing the Colorado Rockies. And thankfully, it's going to be at Giant Stadium as you close the season with a 6-game homestand against the Cardinals, which also could be juicy at the time. Another National League team that's vying for a wild card spot, Joey. And then against the Rockies.
I think going on the road is going to be something that's really big for this team right now. They need to be galvanized. They need to come together, whether it's a dinner, an outing, just, you know, all the boys go out and have some fun. Like, I think there's something about going on the road right now that might be just what the doctor ordered.
Well, hopefully, because, you know, a lot's been made about the ballpark, whether it's Devers, and obviously he knocked out of his slump yesterday, Adames.
Who's making a big thing about the ballpark?
Well, but when it comes to the power hitting, when it comes to the guys, like, there's been people talking about.
Who?
JT Snow was on with us a couple weeks ago and said Adames might be struggling because of the ballpark.
Well, and the pushback is, like, he hits better at home than he does on the road.
Oh, well, which isn't all that much better, like, but I hear you on
that.
No, but
he does.
He does. Here's Dave
Fleming.
And
then other teams come into our ballpark and have no problem hitting. I think that we talk about, as a media, we talk about the ballpark because the Giants lineup has been a bunch of slap hitters for a long time. And we make excuses for why they haven't built a legitimate slugging lineup.
Dave Fleming is with you. He's not blaming the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm not.
For Adames' struggles. This was him yesterday, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider.
It is hard, a hard place to hit, you know, and I think it does for somebody who's new to it here. It can sort of mess with your confidence level where you don't get rewarded sometimes. Although, you know, like, look, last night, I went into the home run call because I really did think he got it. And then you look at it, he hit it 97 miles an hour. Like, is that a hard hit ball? Yeah. Is that home run exit velocity? Yeah, not really. You know, you got to hit it a little harder than that to get it out. You know, I don't know if you can really blame the park for that one last night. You know, if you're in a hot summer day and the wind's blowing out, you hit it 97, it probably goes out. But otherwise, that's typically not quite hard enough to hit a home run on. So do you blame the park for that or not?
That was Dave Fleming on yesterday, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, obviously a voice for the team. Each and every week we have Dave on. Good stuff yesterday. But yeah, he's with you. He's not, you know, the exit velocity will tell you all you need to know. And that doesn't matter if it's at Oracle Park, you know, Great American Ballpark, Yankee Stadium. Well, it's just not hitting the contact's just not there, first and foremost.
But I also understand, I get very passionate about the ballpark, the dimension talk. I think it's stupid.
Okay.
I think it's really stupid. Like, build your team catered around your ballpark. You know, have more guys that can run the bases and go gap to gap. Like, Rafi Devers is having no problem hitting balls into the seventh row of dead center field. Did you see that yesterday?
Pretty incredible.
You know, it feels like he's starting to really feel himself. Now, is there a legitimate marine layer conversation about the ball traveling less far in our particular atmosphere? Absolutely. That is real. But I also see other teams come into our ballpark and hit the ball just fine. And so you're never going to be Great American Ballpark. You're never going to be Midwest. Ball launches out because of the hot weather. Like right now in New York, I believe it's over 100 degrees.
Gross.
Right? It is gross. Right? Like, I don't want to be in Sacramento. Sticky.
And
right
humid,
now.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. The humidity is the worst part of it. Yeah.
With playing in those ballparks comes other elements that we don't ever address, like pitching. Right? Like, if you played in Great American Ballpark, there's a reason they've had a difficult time finding elite staffs and elite bullpens. Name an elite closer since the Reds have moved in there. Mm-hmm. Chapman for a year or two?
Yeah, maybe. Aroldis Chapman. That's the only guy I could think of, like, legit closer for the Reds. Maybe I'm whiffing
on
it.
No, but like, right? Like, the St. Louis Cardinals.
But that speaks to closers in general. I think we've talked about this in baseball. There's, it's kind of feel like a turning of the tide when it comes to, like, elite closers. I feel like a decade ago I could name 10 really good to elite closers. Maybe there are this year for some people, but like the Mariano Rivera's, Craig Kimbrell's, the Kenley Jansen's of the world, all those guys. Like, it feels like the Jim Johnson's for a second. Like, I feel like I those guys are, I can't find them anymore. Like, I don't know why that is. Maybe there's better, like, the bats have gotten better and everyone just throws 100 now and we're just gonna, like, platoon that position, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think we talk too much about the dimensions. Okay. I think it's the, like, low hanging fruit for the media to consistently bring up, and it takes the pressure off of building a lineup that actually hits the ball. Like right now, let's look at the Giants lineup. If I were to just put in, all right, a better hitting catcher, a better hitting second baseman, a power hitting right fielder, would we be having the same conversations about their
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They're lacking, but they don't have those guys.
The dimensions aren't going to help that much.
I'm not Bailey's saying, yes. Not,
like, bringing the fences in 25 feet in Triples Alley isn't all of a sudden
you're
going to make
me.
Patrick Bailey a 25 home run a year guy.
You're not arguing with me. I'm not here for the excuse of the ballpark either. I just think that when a guy like JT Snow says it early on.
Yeah, he's talking about subtle adjustments that you're going to have to make.
Totally. But there is like this mental aspect of it. And we see yesterday in a day game where the ball felt like it was launching a little bit. It's different at night. It is what it is. You mentioned the marine layer. What were your expectations, Joe, heading into this season?
Be relevant and actually try to push for a playoff spot.
Okay, so they're seven games over.
They're
7 games
over. They're actually ahead of schedule.
They're ahead of schedule for you.
I didn't think they could pull off a monster trade. Like, to me, you said it earlier. I kind of laughed at you about it. But, like, regarding no matter what happens this year, it's already a victory. And when I look at the first half, smashing success. You hit a grand slam. You got Rafi Devers. Right. And you're good. Like, what more do Giants fans, like, yes, I want to make the playoffs. Of course I do. The ultimate goal is to win the World Series. I don't know if they can do it this year. I don't think they're good enough, right? That's a separate conversation. They've become infinitely more interesting. They're fun. They've got a great player. They've got a lot of young guys that are showing some promise right now. I feel really optimistic today. But again, you're coming off the heels of a sweep. And so I think a lot of Giants fans are picking their ego up off the ground.
888-957-9570. It's a halfway point, folks. Have the Giants met your expectations thus far? And what would the letter grade be for you in this first half? Give them an A, give them a B, give them a C. Is anyone like disappointed with the Giants? I guess that's my, like, how could you be disappointed with the Giants right now? I did mention, like, the major acquisitions haven't been the best thus far for Buster Posey. We want to give him the credit for getting the guys in here because we've been wanting names for how long if you're a Giants fan? You just want the name, like, recognition a little bit.
Let me ask you this. So everyone bashing Willy Adames, and I get it. He's getting paid $200 million. If they would have came into this season with Tyler Fitzgerald at shortstop, because that's how they ended last year, how would that have played out?
Not great. Yeah.
Right? As bad as Adames might have been, due to...
It would have felt like waving of the white
flag. Is Nick Ahmed even in baseball today? I don't even know.
Nah.
Look him up. He started the year as their shortstop last year.
World Series champion Nick Ahmed? No, he is currently not on... Rangers, maybe? Hold on. Let me see. No, he's a free agent as of May 4th.
Right. So Tyler Fitzgerald had an opportunity to play second base. He hit a million home runs, right, at the end of last year. And we were all really optimistic. I didn't think he was a shortstop. He made a lot of mistakes at shortstop defensively. They moved him over to second. He was fine defensively, but offensively, like, he was struggling big time.
Right.
As bad as Adames has been, it's been significantly better than what they would have had they not acquired Adames. Does that mean it's a great contract? Probably not. Right? Like, I think both can be kind of true in this situation. I think Willie's better than what he's shown. I think we're going to see a better version. We have to get a better version if we want to make the playoffs this year. Casey Schmidt coming out of nowhere. Is that sustainable?
We'll see.
We saw Fitzgerald do kind of similar to what Casey's done recently last year, and it was a blip on the radar.
But Casey, to your point, in comparison to Tyler Fitzgerald, he's had more of a cup of coffee, and like he's had some like success and failure. And
ups and downs.
Exactly. I think that's going to make him a better overall player mentally when it comes to those ups and downs and the swings of that. David's in San Jose. Joe, he's got a grade for us.
All right, give it to me.
David, San Jose, how would you grade the Giants' season thus far at the halfway point?
Hey, morning, fellas. I'm more optimistic, man. I'm trying to look at the totality of it, right? So my grade is A+. Obviously, they're not, 100-0, but they do have a winning record. And the reason that I'm saying that is because they've done something they haven't done since 2002. They got a power bat,
exactly.
Right? And they got it early. They made a trade way before the trade deadline to make sure that they could work all the kinks out, get all the guys on the same page. So I'm super impressed, man. They are much better than anybody thought they were going to be going into the season. And not only that, they added a power bat, something that's been missing from this lineup for since my son's been born.
Mm.
So I mean, it is an amazing time to be a Giants fan. Obviously, I'm gonna call it a fluke, that little series we lost, whatever, but there's precedent here to making that trade early, right?
Would you agree?
Guys on the same page.
Would you agree with me on this? They're fun again. That doesn't mean they're like the best team in the league or they're going to go to the playoffs, but they're a hell of a lot more fun right now than they've been for years.
Chesky, last year and the years prior, I was not going out of my way to watch Giants games.
Exactly.
And now it's primetime TV on a Tuesday, Wednesday night.
I love
because
that.
Because I know I'm going to see exciting baseball, some home runs, but great team play with some all-stars. Giants all-stars. Maybe not MLB all-stars, but Giant all-stars.
I love it.
So, yeah, I agree with you fully, 100%, Chesky.
I totally agree. And, look, right now,
thanks, David.
Asking our audience in the Bay Area, like, you guys really want to break down a guy who played in Australia that nobody really knows?
Alex Tui? Well, let's get to know him at some point. If we get the big boss man on, what time is it in Australia
now? Does
Andrew Bogut know him?
Do me a favor. Let's all just take a deep breath.
By the way, you're going to miss Justinian Jessup. The year is over. He's gone.
So that's a great example. How many times did we interview people associated with Alan Smilagic or Justinian Jessup?
I still believe in Smiley.
Okay, not in America. He is overseas currently.
All right.
I don't even know where he's playing.
Luka Doncic was also overseas at one point.
All I'm saying is like that there's really not a lot to break down, and I just, let's just pump the brakes on all these draft picks. I hope. I'm excited. Most people barely watch the national championship game and the guard that they drafted. I'm not even sure that name resonates with people.
Well, Richard, everyone watched the national championship game. We all said, what the hell is Houston doing at the end there? That's what we all came away with. How do you fumble it that bad? And boy, did they fumble that. That was one of the worst choke jobs I've ever seen.
Where I'm going is that, like, it's a lot more fun breaking down the games and how optimistic the Giants are and how fun they've been and what they need to do to get a little bit better to try to chase the Dodgers than us breaking down 4 hours of a second-round pick who may or may not play for the Warriors.
Are you more optimistic or less optimistic about the Giants right now coming out of the series sweep against the Marlins and heading into the series against the White Sox? I do wonder. They're reeling right now. Last couple weeks have not been kind to them. Series loss against the Dodgers. Series loss against the Guardians. You won the series against the Red Sox, but now you got swept against the Marlins. Three of the last four series you've lost, Joey. I'm not, like, I hear you on that.
But what did you think this team was? Did you think they were juggernauts?
No. I think they're right where they need to be right now.
Exactly.
But I don't feel great about them as of right now.
Yeah, but that's part of a season. You're up and down a little,
Like, if they were to finish, like, around 500 and not make the playoffs, would that kind of shift your expectations going forward here? Or
if they didn't make the playoffs and you said they finish over 500?
They are 500. Let's
That would be disappointing.
Okay.
You know, Chapman's...
Because that's what Farhan basically was. This team was basically just a mediocre 500 team the last couple of years. So...
No, they were eliminated mathematically before September started last year. That's what happened.
Okay.
And the year before.
I understand. But, like, again, just if you how they finished, they've been a mediocre ball club.
No, I'm well aware.
So, if we get rid of Farhan and we still end up being a mediocre ball club at the end of the season, but a more expensive mediocre ball club, I'm just having the conversation,
Joe. They're
more
fun. They're way more fun, and they're actually building something. So, like, no.
But what are they building if they're 500 again, is what I'm saying.
Well, then that's step one of a long walk back into relevance. You're in the toughest division maybe in sports. Padres.
Is this the toughest division in sports?
We could have that.
Is it tougher than the Western Conference, the NL West, you think?
Okay, first off, the Western Conference is the full conference.
I know.
So, like,
that's the only thing I can compare. Like, I guess you go Pacific Division. Do they still have that? I don't even know.
Yes, they do.
Okay. And so, go California teams. Is this a tougher than, you know, the Pacific Division of the
Warriors? Yeah, I don't view the Lakers and the Clippers on the same level as the Dodgers. Do you? The Dodgers might be one of the more well-built teams in the last 20 years in all of sports.
They're the Oklahoma City Thunder in this scenario. They would be in the Western Conference. But again, National League is the Western Conference.
No, they're not.
What?
They're not the Oklahoma City Thunder. No. They are literally like the Heatles meets the Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City Thunder might have a Hall of Famer on their team.
Okay.
They have three lock Hall of Famers in their starting lineup to start their lineup.
Jones, I'm not comparing them like for like. I'm saying they're the team to beat. The Dodgers and the Thunder. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, but
there you go.
But
that's
it. Unlike the Thunder, who had a lot of like, hey, you still got to prove it, and you still got to do this. You also, Mookie Betts is going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play baseball.
So is Freddie Freeman. So is Shohei Ohtani. So is
Freddie Freeman,
Kershaw.
Champion, multiple spots. Yes. Mookie, multiple spot champion. Shohei Ohtani is being compared to Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
All right? So, like, this is a little different. All right? Then you look at their payroll and how they've allocated their funds, which is completely different from anyone else in sports. This would be like the Chiefs having Patrick Mahomes and deferring a bunch of money to bring in Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill back and stuff like this is not like an equal playing field currently. It's just not. It isn't. They have a television deal that gives them a chest of money to be able to go above and beyond on any play. They have Michael Conforto making more than any outfielder on the Giants, and he's a backup player.
Let's just go conference then. You want to do that? Go league? Is that more of an apt comparison?
This to me is like the SEC of whatever you want to this is the equivalent of the SEC. That's what this division is currently.
Okay,
like even Arizona, we want to bury them. They're still hanging around. They're right there with all their injuries and all of their trade rumors. The San Diego Padres aren't going away. The Dodgers are. They're the reigning champs right now. Like, they're the team. So, like, you have to have a little perspective and understand that, like, being around 500 for where the Giants are and being infinitely more interesting is a huge step in the right direction.
That's great. I think people still want to make the playoffs. That was the argument you made to me a couple weeks ago when I said the season was a success, as you alluded to.
But I don't think it's that, like, cut and dry because, like, let's say you go down to the final weekend of the year and you don't end up making the playoffs. That could still be a hell of a great year. A hell of a great year. Like, what does it look like? The last 2 years, Joe, we just all look at their record. They won a bunch of games at the very end when they were mathematically eliminated to make the record look better.
I understand. I'm just telling you what the end of the season looked like. I hear you on that.
Labor Day came, and there was no Giants baseball that mattered.
I know.
That sucks.
And I'm hoping it's not going to be the case this year. You better not lose to the White Sox, Joe. That's all I'm going to say. By the way, Bonte Hill joining us in about a little over an hour from now in the 9 o'clock hour in studio, courtesy of River Island. We've got the injury report here in a couple minutes. I kind of want to ask that question, though. Like, who does play in the toughest division in the Bay Area? 888-957-9570. Is it the Niners? In, you know, the NFC West, I almost said National League West, the NFC West, is it the Warriors in the Pacific Division? So that's going to be the Suns, that's going to be the Kings, Clippers, and the Lakers, including the Warriors, correct?
Joe.
Or is it the NL West? 888-957-9570.
I think we do this thing, like, flippantly where we just like, well, you know, they're the Dodgers, like, you know, and they're great, and they are. Like, but, like, what they have, comparing what the Dodgers have to a normal Major League Baseball team, forget the Giants for just a second, just a normal, is like trying to compare the NIL money that an Ohio State or an Alabama or a Georgia would have to, I'm not going to say San Jose State, but like, if you think Purdue is working with the same war chest that Ohio State and Michigan are, then you're not paying attention.
Well, that's why they want to have their own like divisions and leagues, right?
But that's what the Dodgers are. So not only do they have three of the best players, like if we just did an overall draft, those three would go in the top 12? 12?
Those three players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
All right, where would Yamamoto go?
Probably in the top 20.
He's a $300 million acquisition.
Yeah.
All right? And Kershaw's an all-time legend, and he's at the very, very end of his career. But, like, Teoscar Hernandez, for the bang for the buck, he's a stud. Will Smith is one of, the three best catchers in the game?
Yeah, I'd argue.
All right? So, again, like, this to me, like, when you're comparing us to the Dodgers, and you're like, oh, you're so far behind. If they have a bunch of pitcher injuries, they can take on a $20 million contract at the deadline like it's nothing.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about them being right there, potentially taking over the NL West.
They still are, Joe. They still are.
I'm just asking the question if your expectations have changed now after 2 weeks.
But I also think you have to understand who you're facing and who you're going up against. I think you have
the Marlins and you're getting swept. Like, that's part of it. That's why it's frustrating right now. I understand the frustration level.
The Marlins series is a faceplant. I'm not arguing that. But when I look at, you got to zoom out. You're asking about first half, and you're asking about the overall season and all that. You do have to, like, be able to contextualize how unbelievably big of a juggernaut the Dodgers are.
They are. You don't have to tell me twice. They are the Monstars of Space Jam. They are legit. Shohei, the names and the brand and all of it. Trust me, Joe, it's shoved down my face constantly on social media. I cannot open my phone without seeing a Dodgers highlight from somewhere.
Giants are eighth in payroll right now, okay? Eighth in payroll. I want you to just pull up the standings. I'm going to close my eyes, all right? I'm going to give you the top eight teams in general, and you tell me where they are in their division.
I got the standings
okay.
Right here.
New York Mets, number one spending team in baseball.
They are currently leading their division.
Okay. L.A. Dodgers, number two. Actually, technically number one, but they got them as number two because of some of the buried money.
They are number one in their division.
What about the Philadelphia Phillies, who are in the same division as the Mets?
Top wild card spot.
Okay. They're the third spending team. Yankees.
Yankees are currently first in their division.
Gotcha. All right. What about the Toronto Blue Jays?
Blue Jays are in the wild card currently. Wild card spot.
What about the Chicago Cubs?
The Cubbies are first in their division.
Okay, and then the biggest disappointment in baseball, the Atlanta Braves.
The hot Atlanta Braves are not hot. They are 37-43 and 7 games back in the wild card spot.
And why are they such a big disappointment? Because of the amount of money that they spent and how good the roster is on paper, and they're not performing like it. Would you agree?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a direct correlation to if you have a war chest of money and you could outspend and continue to outdraft and outtrade and you still have to do all the normal baseball stuff, like, these teams are incredible. The difference between the Dodgers payroll and the Cubs is $100+ million.
That's pretty incredible.
$100 million per year.
Pays to play, baby. I respect the hustle. Just buy it. Buy. Are we buying the injury report, Carter? Are we doing that?
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right. The Giants got some good news, Joey, on Casey Schmidt's wrist yesterday. Schmidt was hit on the wrist Wednesday night by Marlins closer Calvin Boucher and was held out of yesterday's finale. X-rays on the wrist Wednesday night were negative, and a CT scan yesterday revealed no fracture or additional damage. Manager Bob Melvin expects there to be a big bruise on the wrist, but it appears that Schmidt will not miss any significant time. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Fonte Hill joining us in studio, 9 o'clock, courtesy of River Islands. We're going to do that. We're going to talk about the NBA draft because the Warriors did make some selections yesterday, and I do want to discuss that, the outlook with everything, all of that. What are the Warriors going to do this offseason? Jonathan Kuminga, there's rumors the Kings are interested, the Miami Heat are interested. Are Warriors fans interested in bringing back JK? We'll discuss all that coming up. It's Spinoni at Chaskis, the Morning Roast. It's 95.7 The Game.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.